My name is M.M. Jogun. I work with Gebet Kase Women Development and Resource Center. Actually, through our activities, we are building a movement of community women. We are projecting the voices of community women to get the Niger Delta Society to recognize the contributions of women in the struggle and also in the development of the Niger Delta. When we talk about women's human rights issues, we are looking at traditional practices that discriminate against women, talking about issues of excluding women from decision-making processes at all levels. It's not only at the community, at the federal level, the state level, the local government level, and down to the community level. And this is all as a result of tradition, as a result of the patriarchal practices that is embedded into the Niger Delta system. So women leadership is not appreciated, it's not recognized. So through our activities, we create awareness about women's human rights. Women are entitled to fundamental human rights, and that means they are entitled to participate in decision-making process as human beings. And besides, women understand their own peculiar issues and problems, and they are the only people that are in the right position to address their issues, and that means they should be included in decision-making processes. We also look at issues of harmful traditional practices against women. We have been able to get state legislations against issues of maltreatment of widows, issues of female genital mutilation. So we create awareness about these legislations at the community level. We also work to promote women's political participation. And we also look at building the capacity of women and communities to engage in governance, talking about issues of creating budget awareness, actually tracking budget implementation, and also ensuring that there is gender sensitivity in drawing up government budget and also implementing it. Looking at the issue of environment, this is actually a main issue in the Niger Delta. And we talk about oil and gas activities. How are they impacting on the women? They have been advocacy and campaigns over the years, but to us, they have not been enough projection on the impact of all these activities on women. The voices of women have not been heard, but they suffer not just as Niger Delta people, they suffer also as women. Women don't own lands, they don't inherit lands. Their farmlands are owned by their husbands, they are owned by their sons or family members, and most of them are farmers, but over the years they have been farming, their economic status has not changed. They still remain at that level of subsistence farming. When there is oil spill, when there is the gas flares, it's impacting on them, because even that little land is being degraded through the oil spills. And then when compensation are paid, it's not paid to them because they don't own the land. They are not even part of the negotiation processes. So they are impacted upon as women and as Niger Delta people. As a member of Niger Delta Women for Justice, in the 1999-2000, our international coordinator, Ms. Sukari Ekine, and other members of Niger Delta Women for Justice conducted a research into the impact of the Ogoni crisis. That activity created the opportunity for Ogoni women to express themselves and share experience. The women suffered a lot of sexual violence, they suffered a lot of trauma and psychological impact, because apart from the fact that they were sexually abused, when their sons were killed, they were impacted upon. When their husbands were killed, they were impacted upon. And then, when you talk about sexual violence, the stories are scary. One woman was raped by more than 6 soldiers. Another pregnant woman was raped by soldiers. She lost the pregnancy. Some of the women even died in the process because they were not able to survive that ordeal. So they went through a lot. And some of these women actually testified at the Okuta panel. Until now, they have not been able to get justice. Nothing has been done in terms of rehabilitation. Nothing has been done in terms of those people that perpetrated the act. And the women went through a hole. And this is 15 years of not getting justice. No hope of getting justice. The work we are doing is building a platform for women to speak out about what they have suffered over the years, building their capacity to speak out, building their capacity to write, building their capacity to document what happens to them, because we get the community women to take ownership of their actions. We have been able to get them to the radio to speak for themselves about what they are going through in their communities, about the environment, about conflict, about violence. We encourage them to document what is going on. Take ownership. We are talking about oil companies drilling the oil. We encourage the women to take ownership of the information that is coming out of their communities. So we believe it will no longer be a situation where the women's voices are not heard. The women's voices will be heard and will continue to be heard because the women have learned how to speak for themselves. Thank you.
Thank you.